Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
That's right. It's Hollywood's hottest girl posse. Ms. Kelty Knight, two-time nominated. I'm not saying losing. Nominated Emmy. Winner? Nominate. Nominee.
If you're just a nominee, then it means you lost.
She's a winner in our lives. And it girl, fashion designer, CEO of her own clothing line, Jack Vanek.
Ooh.
And I am unemployed actress. that's it. Becca Tobin.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. Unemployed actress. Welcome to the Lady Gang this week. We have a very, very good show coming for you and a very awesome guest that we are thrilled to have. Before we get into all that, though, I'm going to do what Kelty normally nags you to do. Please go on our Instagram, the Lady Gang, at the Lady Gang, and go follow us. Kelty is killing me. I want her to shut the front door.
Wait,
about...
Okay, you know what I really want, though?
What?
I want our Lady Gang Instagram to get more followers than Kelty.
Aww. But in a way, it's still Kelty.
It
so
is.
That would be okay. Whatever you... You know what? Go to the Lady Gang, follow, and then go to Kelty and follow, okay?
So pathetic.
Jack and I don't... We don't need you.
Your followers.
I'm just kidding.
You guys are good.
All right. So also go to theladygang.com to submit your questions, to talk to us, look at our cute pictures, and more importantly, share this with all of your friends and family and teachers and boyfriends and lovers.
That was good.
All right.
That's it.
So now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm currently choking on a pica quaco. What is this?
These are... We're eating...
It's like a spicy corn nut.
They're so spicy.
Oh, it's
I
like
can't.
Pica kiko. Oh my God.
No, no more spicy.
She's
things.
Nuts.
I'm but nuts.
Mom.
Okay, so who wants to start? Kelty.
I was like, we never get to choose. This
I know.
Is weird.
Good week. Remember last week when I saw everyone, I was in Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was there, I took a selfie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
I saw it. What was amazing?
And it was on my Instagram, and it was really liked. I think it got 1,200 likes. It's pretty popular.
Mm, wow.
So then yesterday, my phone and email started blowing up, and everyone was like, oh my God, did you see CNN? Did you see CNN? Did you see CNN? And I was like, no. So my selfie with George and Julia was on the homepage of CNN. Ooh. I know, guys. I'm so famous.
Did they call you Melissa Rivers?
No. Close. That always happens. So I did get, actually, I did a carpet this weekend, this purple dress with this braid.
You
and all the
amazing.
Pictures went on
you
Getty as Melissa Rivers again. So
someone hates you.
Anyway, aside, it
somebody
said...
has a bad vendetta against you.
The 15 must-see selfies of the week.
You're like the new Ellen.
I know. And I felt so happy. And then you click through the gallery. The first is the Kardashians smoking cigars. Then there's some sports people. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's me. And it's like, interviewer Kelty Knight takes a selfie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts at the Cannes Film Festival
oh
in France.
Gosh.
And then it said she posted it to her Instagram, and then they linked to my Instagram.
Did you get followers?
Not at all.
I don't think people are reading CNN are really...
or going on Instagram
no.
to follow
but
you.
But good job.
That's I'm so that's famous.
Yeah, you're so famous.
Oh my
it's
God.
Crazy.
How's life on the A-list?
I'm on the X-list, or the Y-list probably. Okay, here's my bad week. This is really crazy. So everyone, I've talked about this before, everyone knows I was married when I was really young and was divorced after 11 months. And it was a very insane relationship. And my best friend actually reminded me of the time that we had gone to a restaurant in my hometown and my ex-husband had ordered just a Caesar salad with no dressing and no cheese. You know what that is?
Lettuce.
A bowl of lettuce. That's...
Those kind of people freak me out.
That's why it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we...
Was he manorexic?
No, I don't. He was just kind of a dick.
Oh, weird.
And anyway, so we had split up, and we literally split up and never talked again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like those breakups
yes.
where people are like, "We never talked again."
They never.
We
existed.
Never talked again. From the time we broke up, we've never been a Facebook friend. We've never texted. He asked me once, like, about the divorce papers, sent them, I signed them, that was it. Like, it's been so nothing. But I've always felt really guilty about our breakup. And, like, you know, I was young and, like, did I dupe him? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I had one of the things on my manifestation list this year was to write this letter to him and mail it and just be like, listen, I was 20, I was an idiot, and I'm so sorry. Like, you hurt me and I hurt you and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I sent the letter. I never heard anything. And so I've always kind of wondered, like, whatever happened to this dude? Like, where did you go?
Did you
no Facebook. You can't Google him. I think he ended up in the FBI. I don't know if he got the letter. So I'm on Snapchat yesterday. I'm going through the Snapchats. And I'm like, Snapchat. And I somehow ended up on the CNN or Mashable Snapchat. And it was like the moments of the week. It was headline news. And it was a picture of the Miami Police Department doing dive training with the Marines. I swear to God, there's a picture, Red Nose Day, of my ex-husband in a wetsuit with a red nose and a scuba mask with the Miami Police Department in Miami. I swear to God, it's him. I sent it to some of my close friends, and I was like, is this my ex-husband? And they were like,
I'm sorry, he's in a scuba mask and a red nose.
How can you see his face?
I mean, he's probably more identifiable with a brown paper bag over his head. What?
I swear to God, it's him. And I'm like, is this him? Is this him? Could this be him?
Okay,
I'm so confused.
Is it him?
I swear to God that this guy in this blue wetsuit is my ex-husband.
I know why you could identify, because it's like his whole naked torso.
His abs.
No. Then one in the scuba suit.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wrong guy.
Anyway, I don't know if it's him or not. It looks exactly like him. I swear to God it's him, and I think he's stalking me.
Was he fine?
He's stalking you because
he's really short.
In Mashables.
He looks short, right?
Yeah.
Everything is right about this. So if you're listening to the Lady Gang.
Did he have a cone head?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I was just like, if you're listening to Lady Gang and this is you're my ex-husband, I just wanted to apologize, and I just wondered if you ever got my letter.
And I'm sorry for calling you a conehead. Whoops. Okay, Jack.
I'm sorry for looking at the wrong guy and being like, damn, his abs are awesome.
Because it wasn't you. Not you.
Not you, but the other guy. Whatever.
So weird.
That is really weird.
I swear to God, it's him.
That's creepy.
Anyway, live your life.
So my good week, guys, is The Bachelor is back.
Oh, God.
And I am so excited. I cannot even contain myself.
Who is the Bachelorette?
JoJo.
She had a great dress. The gold dress was amazing.
She looks amazing. It's always
always look great.
They always work out.
And then they get like kind of chubby as it goes on.
Yeah, because all they're doing is drinking and doing nothing and not having their phones.
Uh-huh.
But it's so good. The guys are like so embarrassing. It's my favorite. Always on The Bachelorette, because the guys are so desperate and so batshit and get so drunk and fight, and it's glorious.
Who do you think's gonna win? Is it gonna be Jordan Rogers?
I think so.
Yeah, he's cute.
Did you see his ex-girlfriend like posted some Instagram like calling him out, being like, this fame whore, blah blah blah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love the drama. And you know, The Bachelor.
Juicy.
Watching The Bachelor, I don't go to therapy. Maybe I probably should, but I feel like watching The Bachelor is my therapy, because all I do is just like talk shit to the TV and yell and scream, and I'm like, and at the end I'm like, I feel better. I feel like I don't have any problems anymore.
Oh my God.
It was amazing.
All right. So your bad week?
My bad week. So I just recently went to my cousin's wedding in Philly, and my flight back, it was super early, and I was on the plane home, and I just like kind of like threw on my pajamas and like whatever. I'm sitting in the seat. I get up to go to the bathroom. I'm walking down the aisle to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, start walking back, and this lady that's like sitting like halfway through the plane like kind of like taps me on the shoulder, and she's like, oh, I think this fell out of your pants. It was
underwear.
A pair of used underwear. Snail trail up in the aisle of the plane.
You can't even make
sitting
this
there
shit
for
up.
Like 5 minutes while I was in the bathroom.
No.
Bright green. It was
wait
awesome.
It dropped on your way in?
It dropped, yeah, on my way into the bathroom, and then on the way out.
Oh.
she tapped me.
My.
She tapped you. Was she nice about it?
Yeah, she was like, I think this fell out of your pocket or
you
something.
You should have been like, not mine.
I would have run.
I don't know
what'd
what
you
that
do?
Is.
What'd you do?
I picked him up and I walked back to my seat. God. Put him back in my pocket. They didn't fall out again, thank
As
God.
As a woman, though, she understands.
Yeah.
Women, we never judge each other on their snail trails.
I'm like, thank God it wasn't
true.
Some creepy old man.
Yeah, exactly. That is really, that's impressive.
I thought of you guys and I wanted to text you, but then I knew it was better for the podcast.
It really is.
Keep those secrets.
Okay, so I'm going to start with my good week. You guys are going to be hearing about this for probably years, because that's probably when I'll be getting married. So I'm really sorry for dragging this out. I'm really
it's
like...
It's only been like 2 weeks, Becca. You're fine. Like, you're good.
I know, but I'm like very... I'm like, oh, I'm just like, I'm just not that girl. Like, oh, I don't want to... Whatever. A lot of anxiety. But I found the light at the end of the tunnel. I was getting a facial this week, and I was just sort of making conversation, and we were chatting, and she noticed my ring, and we started talking about, you know, weddings and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my gosh, you should totally let me put you on, like, your skin regimen for your wedding. And I was like,
yes.
Wait, you mean for, like, a year I can, like, come here once a month, do lasers and crazy things,
yeah,
and I can justify it?
Yeah.
Like, that's, so this is what I'm doing, Operation Get Hotter, and I'm gonna blame it on the wedding.
Yes.
Right? Like, what other things?
Off.
Yeah, it's like writing it off.
Yeah.
But right. Just in my brain.
You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you something. I had the infamous blue peel before the wedding.
What's
have
that?
You heard of this?
No.
It's a blue peel. It's like this peel. It's really intense. And they peel you and you have to take like 2 days to heal. And I did it 8 weeks before the wedding and I look incredible in my wedding
photos.
Does
it like take off the
top
of
your skin?
You're
like, it's a baby ass on your face. Ooh. Like, you're so amazing. There's not a wrinkle. There's not a pore. It like dries out every zit.
Are they expensive? Probably.
It's kind of expensive. It's like $800. I mean, it was so much money.
Yeah, kind
but
of
I got it for free because I'm on the Z list.
You got it for free?
Because I did a story on it.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that's
I would
what
never
I'm
pay that much.
Really excited about is just from now on, I'm going to be coming in every week with just
hot.
Some insane.
Can I come with you?
Sure.
Just because.
Why not?
Group hotness.
Group hotness. Okay, so that was very exciting. Here's my bad week. I was just on Instagram late one night and I was, you know, scrolling, blah, 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 blah. One of my best friends is hilarious and shameless and she constantly shows pictures of like her pimples, her like going to pop a pimple, not actually doing it. She's hilarious. And someone posted under her picture on the comments an Instagram account. And I went to it. And it's called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I love it.
I'm obsessed.
Do you guys follow this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, okay, first of all, you're not alone. There's 1.4 million followers.
It's insane.
Wait, let me explain what it is. And then I'm going to tell you why you're so effed up. So I go here and it's video after video after video after video of this doctor using this little tool to get blackheads out, to get cysts out, to get the like literally
it's so gross.
Like ear zits, popping ear zits. And I'm like, I only started with like the ones you can tell when it's going to be a huge, juicy, disgusting one or when it's just like her
cyst.
Going in for like blackheads. So I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of like curious. I'm just going to go. I'm going to like baby steps. So I do like the blackheads and I'm like, that's all I can handle. I can barely handle that. But it's like porn where you like go in and you're like, heterosexual, like totally missionary style. And then you end up watching
like
a guy like
porn.
Do a donkey. That's what this was like. And I just fell down this spiral and I watched like the grossest things. And I left that page and I was like, never, ever again. But you guys follow
today
it?
That you're on it right now.
No, the best ones are where she starts to squeeze and it comes out, but it's like a nickel wide.
Ugh.
And then she has to put those tongs and it comes out like a giant ear slug.
And then there's just this like crater open. Ugh.
And you're just like, what is even under there?
Yeah,
but
no.
What is it about that satisfies
soothing.
People so much? It's so odd.
I understand that. Like when I pop my own pimple or like maybe a close friend, I can handle that.
Nice. You pop other people's
a nice
pimple.
Yeah, my sister and I, like, growing up, like, the back pimples were the best.
Yeah.
And so I can handle that. But watching a stranger on these, it's like, it's too gross for me to handle. I don't know how you watch
it. Guess what you're getting
too.
For your wedding gift?
A pimple popper?
A subscription to
an eclectic highlights video DVD.
It's disgusting. You guys are gross. You're into some weird fetish stuff.
Yes, you're going to be into it,
all right.
Too.
Well, that sums up good week, bad week.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Oh, you guys, I'm so excited about this. I feel like I should have worn a bra, but I didn't because we have
too.
A true fashionista in the house. She began her career writing for Vogue.com, and she's hosted like a gazillion major television shows. Her Instagram feed is really the inspiration I need to buy all of my outfits. And she's also a best-selling author. Front Row is her book, and it's real pretty, and she looks great on the front. And it's a pun intended with your name. Plus, she's newly engaged. Congratulations.
Thank
Louise
you.
Rowe.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys. I don't need bras either.
Did you ever wear a water bra?
Oh my god, I remember those.
Remember those?
I don't think I ever had the guts because I was worried it might
explode.
Yeah. Guys, I wore water bras before I went through puberty, so I had zero boobs. And I remember in my license photo, I was wearing a water bra.
That's a really, that is so really lovely memory. Amazing.
What a moment. So your book is all about being the leading lady in your own life. And a lot of our listeners, you know, they might never get to Hollywood. They might never be on the red carpet or have a celebrity encounter at the Target. So, So, what is your advice to people that want to look at them? Like, what does that mean? What's that all about?
It doesn't mean, obviously, it's a bit of a pun because I do a lot of red carpet stuff, reporting and that. But it is about being whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever your age, your size of your wallet, or your figure, and you know, your situation. It's about feeling as good about yourself as possible. And I think that it's interesting, you know, I've worked in London in magazines and then came here to the scary land of LA, where there are some of lovely kind people too, it must be said. And it's just, you start to realize actually the day-to-day situations don't change. There's still going to be obstacles in the road and things that bug you, and are you going to get mad, or are you going to kind of embrace things in a different way? And you know, without getting too philosophical and meditative, there are things you can do to lighten up, to boost your confidence, to make you feel better about your figure, your skin, your hair, but also just your situation, you know, and having a laugh. And you know, there's lots of practical stuff in that book, because I'd read a lot of those guides and I felt like I'd put them away and go, well, I didn't learn anything. Mm-hmm. You know, even down to the fact that if you buy yourself a bunch of flowers, and for example, pink is the most calming color, so if you're feeling super stressed out, you know, I wanted, and if you have a hot bath, it actually creates oxytocin, and that is a hormone that is released when you're hugging someone. So if you have a really hot bubbly bath, it isn't just a nice feeling, it physically makes you feel more secure and more calm about life. So I wanted to explain things and not just say, oh, you know, why don't you go and buy a nice fluffy robe?
Be positive.
Yeah, but why? Why does that make me feel better?
Is that your secret sauce? Because I can't remember where we were this year, but what did you wear the peach dress to?
The Oscars.
Yes, the Oscars. So we're at the Oscars, and I watch you do the carpet. Who made that dress?
That was Christian Siriano.
So gorgeous.
I've never worn his stuff before, so that was awesome. It had a huge kind of fan thing going, very origami-like, and I just knew, well, some people are going to hate this, but the girls are probably going to get it, and the guys are going to hate it.
And I saw you walked on the carpet, and it was like cool as a damn cucumber. Like, whatever, I'm at the Oscars, 100 degrees, like, I'm the leading lady in my own life.
I'm glad it looked like that to
and
you.
And I'm like, I hate that. I'm like about to pee. Like, I'm worried about like my toe jellies. Like, anyway, so.
Not toe jellies. Do you wear them? Do they work?
What? Oh, I just meant like toe sweat and like grossness.
I thought you meant the insole things. Yeah.
No.
Sweat. She's just being disgusting. No, that's all.
Toe jellies.
So I know that you got your start at Vogue. Tell us everything. This is every little girl's dream. Is it the Devil Wears Prada? Is it the same?
It's so funny. I was at dinner with some girls last night and they asked me that. And I was like, I did have moments at Devil Wears Prada. I'm not going to lie. There were some scary moments, but if it balanced out, there were more amazing supportive moments. So it was an incredible experience. I was at Vogue.com in London.
Yeah.
And at the time I had worked at Elle as an intern and an InStyle as an assistant. So you get paid nothing, you know, these so-called glamorous jobs. Mm-hmm. But it was amazing too, because I was young and I'd get sent out to all these events, and dinner was literally like a bowl of candy or some canapes and a glass of champagne. Fine. and then I was doing a bit of hosting, but more writing and reporting. And this, I saw in the trade news, and it said, there's this job at Vogue.com. We're going to invent Vogue TV. I'm dating myself here. It was like 9 years ago when people didn't watch things online. And I just thought, this is my dream job. If I get to host and write and be at a brand like Vogue, this is insane. I have to do it. And I found these names of these two women. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know their email. I kind of made up an email format at Condé Nast, and I emailed them both. And I just kind of sold myself briefly, because my advice had been like, don't go on, you know, don't overdo it. And it's funny because one replied and said, oh, wow, sounds interesting. Come in and meet us. We don't really have a job yet. And the other one went, no, sorry, nothing here.
So I was like, you guys should have talked before you replied. Yeah. But too late, I'm coming in.
And I sort of talked myself into the job. And when I do, because I do talk to young women now a lot about career advice and going to college and all that. And yes, there's a balance. You don't want to hound someone so much, but you can definitely kind of convince
finagle your way in.
Yeah, I think so. It's just be positive and do your homework, do a lot of research. So I was there for 2 years, and I ended up coming to LA because of that job to cover the Oscars. Fell in love with this city and just thought, I've got to move here.
That's it. I think it's really interesting though, because people, you know, they always ask me as well, and I say, you know, you kind of have to create your first job. Because, like, for instance, what you did, then every girl wanted to be the host for Vogue.com, but it didn't exist before you went in and, like, you know, created. And that's very interesting. More interesting, was there, like, a closet at Vogue? And, like, is it, like, in that movie where you get to go and be like, I need a fabulous outfit, and you get the purse and the hat, and, like, some little gay man is like, no, you need the Chanel?
I did have that experience at Elle, actually. And I remember, I was just out of college and, you know, wide-eyed, and they said, you're going to go down. Alice Temple, you know, the designer, and she throws this annual party on her farm down in Somerset, which is way out of London. It's beautiful. And it was like a dream sequence. They were like, so you're going to go and you're going to report, and there's going to be supermodels everywhere. And there were, and you need a dress. So they took me into the closet, and I really had that moment. And I was just like, Mom,
Wait, but what if you had been fat, or do fat people not work at Vogue or Elle?
Yeah, what if you're not a size zero?
Yeah, what happens?
They tend to have sample sizes. That's about it. I think things have probably changed now. I hope they have, because it's a very different conversation now. So it should be. But, you know, Kim Kardashian wasn't around then. Yeah. So there was no kind of
curvy.
I'm trying to think of one. But I mean, sample sizes tend to be, a size 4 US or 2 even?
Mm-hmm. 2 to 4.
So I guess I just found something that I remember. It was Miss Sony, and it was floaty and purple. And then I did, and literally on that dance floor at that party, Naomi Campbell and Jacquetta Wheeler and all these, and Linda Evangelista and Jodie Kidd. And it was amazing. So I did have some pretty cool moments. I didn't get paid to work there at all. I pretty much paid them.
Did you ever get to keep anything? And was there like a Christmas bonus? Like, we didn't pay you for the whole year, but here's a Chanel clutch?
Chanel doesn't really... I don't think you get given away that. But I'm sure I did get bits and bobs. And I remember they'd have these amazing sales, beauty sales. And it's funny because the email goes, they still do them now. The email goes around the whole building and it's like beauty sale on floor 10. And the office is just wiped out. At all magazine companies. Yeah.
For real.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And so you can get, you know, crazy perfumes for $2 and things
like that. Oh my gosh.
And they're all brand new and amazing. Right. So,
we do that at Podcast One also. Sometimes they give away like Cheetos on the third floor.
I was going to say,
super glamorous.
You guys have got much better snacks. It's amazing.
Well, you know.
You can be fat on radio, though. That's why.
Your Hollywood heartbreak. So you've been here now for six, seven years, and you've been everywhere, and you've had so much success. And I think anyone looking into your world thinks she has it all. What has been the heartbreak? Has there been a moment that you thought, I'm done, I've had enough, this is too hard, I'm giving up?
Loads of times. And I think that my dad is sort of like my mentor, and he's an entrepreneur in a different industry. But he said to me before I left, you can come home. That's not failing. That's just trying something. That's fine. And that really shifted the perspective for me. And B, the road to success is not a straight line, and you're messing up, but you're going to learn from it. And that's going to happen, because that happened to every successful person in the world. It's funny. I remember when I first moved here and I lived in this apartment just off Robertson Boulevard, and every time I would go to the gym and I'd be running on the treadmill, and you're in the mirror, and I'd be like, oh God, what am I doing? I'm a fraud. I'm not supposed to be here. This isn't going to work. I've got enough money left. And I can just remember those runs, and then I'd go, no, the endorphins, I guess, would kick in. But you know, it's still the same. About 2 weeks ago, I lost out to a huge job that I was super excited about, hosting something, and I was down to the last two, and both our contracts had actually been done because it was so last minute. So it was like dangling the carrot. And I think what was different, and I'm being really honest, is a few years ago, I would have I would have like been furious or crying or why, and what's this other host got that I don't have. And I was just more at peace with it, and I'm no word of a lie, I don't know why, maybe I'm used to it by now, or it's just the luck of the draw. You can't take things personally, and having other stuff going on I think is really important, whether that's wedding planning or doing my blog or whatever it is. It happens, and it happens to everyone.
Our Becca Tobin is recently engaged too.
Oh, congrats.
So have you started the planning, and do you know who's going to make the dress?
I have started. I'm getting some help because it's in England, so I sort of need people on the ground there.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm trying to keep remembering it's fun. Don't get stressed.
I know. I had therapy this morning, and I think the whole hour was spent talking about how anxious I am about throwing a wedding. And it's like, everyone talked about it before, and they're like, it's so stressful. And you're like, how can it be stressful? It's a party.
Yeah.
And then here I am, like, eating my words. I can't believe you've already started. I'm so jealous.
Well, I know. I mean, I love the sort of Pinterest aspect of it, but then I have
so
to
fun.
Stop eventually and go, okay.
I know. It's like with dresses.
I know.
Have you picked one?
I'm actually having one made,
which
is so exciting. And yeah, I had a really clear idea. And you know, it's funny, I think doing the red carpet like you do, it's, you're lucky enough to wear these great gowns, but I wanted something more bridal and completely different, so it didn't in any way feel like
a red carpet.
You're wearing a red carpet.
Yeah.
It is true. It's something to be said when you get dressed up and you get a full face of makeup every day, mm-hmm. that when, you know, I got married in a friend's backyard, and it was like a taco barbecue, because we go to so many parties, and we're always at fancy events with like 900 plates and forks and all that stuff. And I was like, I really just want like a taco truck, because I need to not feel like I'm working. If I have a lash on and a spank on, I'm probably going to feel like it's work, you know? So I was like pretty laid back about that stuff. But it, I don't know. I think, you know, you do you. Are you going to have another party here? Big LA celebrity party?
I don't think so. No.
Make
I think women, and people are not needing much persuasion to fly to London. So they're all excited about
it. How did you know he was the guy?
Well, I've known him for years and years and years, and we worked together for a long time on my show, Plain Jane, the makeover show I did, and he was the director, so cliche, I know. but we were mates first, And so I think it's a different foundation for a relationship. And he's my best mate. He really is. I laugh so much. Too much, probably. But there's just no... you just know, don't you? You know. Mm-hmm. Which sounds cheesy.
But there's a reason everybody says it. You know? Because it is. It's
wedding
case.
Planning is stressful. And you know when you know.
And you know when you know.
Yeah. What's been your ish moment? What's been the moment where you're like, I am the, you need a fashion expert, it's me.
I love you.
I did have a moment that was pretty cool. I remember the Oscars, I don't know if you were there, it was about 4 years ago now. And I anchored ABC's coverage, live coverage of it. And so being the anchor network, I got a stage, and, you know, everyone else was like, as we usually are, kind of very... mashed up against the next person along and the next camera. So I had all this space and this stage, and every actor that came through the doors came to us first. And it was, I remember them saying, you know, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, her interview's booked at 2 p.m. And I was like, what do you mean booked? We have to try and grab them. And they were like, no, you're with ABC. They wait for you. And sure enough, at 2 o'clock, I turned around. I was doing a link. And Gwyneth Paltrow was standing patiently waiting for her slot.
Wow.
So it was, but it was very cool. And being live, I don't think I've ever been that nervous. 31 million people watched it. I didn't know that at the time.
Oh my God.
Glad I didn't know. That's half the population of Great Britain. FYI. But it was awesome. And then I got to go inside and watch. And the last live link we did was actually behind the curtains on the stage of the Oscars.
Wow.
As they were about to be pulled back for the show to start. And I had to be rushed there on a golf cart through the crowd. And because I had, you know what it's like, you've got this dress on, but you've all, and the Spanx. But you've also got like 1,200 different microphones, and I had like, I felt like I was a Bond girl.
Little in-ear thing.
In-ear, straps around your thighs. Honestly, if people could see underneath those dresses. And so I could bear, I was like a board. I had to ride. I'm doing impression so you don't have a camera in here, but I was in this cart, and I think it was just fun. It was lots of adrenaline.
That's awesome. High five to you.
Oh,
that is no small feat, because live TV is, role can be real scary, especially when it's Gwyneth and you don't know what she's going to say. Is she going to be goop Gwyneth, or is she going to be pissed off Gwyneth? You don't know.
Is she pissed off Gwyneth?
I've always thought she's amazing.
Yeah, she's super cool.
She gets
a bad rap. I really love her.
I really love her too, and her skin's amazing. It's very inspiring.
She's been very sweet.
Yeah.
She does steam her badge, though. I judge her slightly.
Does she?
Yeah, you don't remember that? There was like a big article that came out about, or it was on Goop, how she goes to this Korean spa in, I think it's Santa Monica, and they specialize in steaming up in your female region.
What for?
To like clean it
cleanse.
Out or something?
Yeah.
A little detox?
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I just feel like Gwyneth has never led me astray.
I don't know.
Like
about
her
that.
Meals are good. If Tracy Anderson definitely helped my butt. So
yeah, I mean, I guess, but my gyno was like, that scares me. The thought of
I think your vagina cleans itself out enough.
Yeah, we did. I asked her. I was like, what's the deal? Because I knew that my best friend who tries everything that Gwyneth tries, she's like, I'm dragging you to this Korean spa and we're doing it. I was like, I'm gonna have to check with my doctor because that is a sensitive area for every woman. I feel like.
And did you do it then?
No. So my doctor's answer was like, our levels down there are so tricky to like balance that if you go in there and kind of, you know, mess things up, it's like, don't fix what's not broken.
Yeast infection.
Yeah.
Bacon
I
some bread.
I wish you guys could see Louise's face right now.
No, I'm just thinking.
Terrified.
No, I don't. I mean,
she's really thinking.
Literally the best conversation I'm going to repeat at happy hour tonight.
Yeah,
there might be men at the table.
You
we'll
should
just see how they react.
Look it up on the Goop app.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow. Vaginal steam.
Vaginalism.
I couldn't even. Yeah.
Vajayjay steam.
So, yeah. And if you try it, let us know. You'll have to come back and do an exclusive.
After your advice.
You have to do a report. Vogue.com headline.
You would do it for Anna Wintour.
Yeah. If Anna asked you and said.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
It's not for me.
I don't think it's for me.
I was like, well, is it? I don't know if that was a lie. Your Instagram is so beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is. And everyone that listens to the show and these basic bitches know that I have a lot of Instagram envy because I try so hard and it always just ends up
that
looking
is an understatement.
Horrific.
Yeah. Desperado.
Desperado. What is your secret? So like, do you have a professional photographer that takes all these pictures and then you store them, or is it actually what you're wearing every day, or is there an app? Like, what is the secret to this life that we see on your Instagram? Because it looks so good.
Thank you. I try to be very strict about how the quality of the photo. So if it's taken with a camera, great. And if it, you know, I won't put anything up that's a bit blurry or a bit off. And as much as possible, it is in real time because I don't see the point of faking it. You know, mm-hmm. I think there's a huge criticism of that, which I understand. Occasionally, there are pictures if I'm on a long flight or something that are from the day before or the afternoon before. And also the other thing that the advice I was given that I now take on board is if you want the feed to look really beautiful, if you are a blogger or whatever you do, don't just think about that picture and the next picture. Think about the grid of nine.
Yep.
So they should all complement each other. And if you're on holiday, then have lots of blues in there or the sunsets, lots of oranges, but color coordinate them a little bit and tell a story that's more than just one photo. So think about all nine. Right.
Who takes the photos? Your man?
Mainly my fiance.
You have an Instagram husband.
He would hate to be described as that. He is a TV director.
He's also a director.
But I do totally rope him in, yes.
TV director.
Overqualified for your Instagram director.
Yeah. Or not. It's a pretty damn important Instagram feed.
It is. Yeah. And, well, yeah. He, but also I work with someone on the blog full time. So she does a lot. She's amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Interesting. Okay. Other than the Gwyneth and the ABC, have you had a weird, horrible, interesting encounter with a major celebrity on the red carpet?
Do you know?
It doesn't have to be on the red carpet. It could be at the bathroom in Soho House, whatever you want.
I mean, yes, lots. I'm trying to think of like the funniest one. I was at the Emmys and we were live again for Access Hollywood. But I wasn't on the stage at that moment. I was kind of off, and Billy, who I work with, was doing his thing. And Julia Roberts came up, and again, you know, there's a moment of waiting before you get going with the interview. And she just looked at me, and she went, "Hi!" And she gave me this massive hug. So now, obviously, I'm like, well, you're Julia Roberts, so I'm going to hug you back. And, you know, we're going to roll with this. But I'm not sure who you think I am because I've never actually interviewed you.
Oh, my
So I was like, either she thinks I'm her friend or she's seen me on something.
Maybe she follows you on Instagram.
I don't know, but it was brilliant. And we had a really long chat. We talked about wanting some pizza right then and there. And we, she was saying who she thought looked best. And then she was like, oh, who do you think's looking good? Oh, look at that. Is that Bake Lively? And, but it was like more than just a chit chat. It was quite, it was just hysterical. And so the press person at Access Hollywood was going nuts, like, can I get a photo? Can I get a photo? And, you know, hugging me and stuff. Mm-hmm.
You that and was your BFF.
And then wait, did you ever find out who she thought you were?
No idea. So, Julia, if you're...
Not that
I didn't love it. Let's be besties.
That's amazing. So funny. I bet she's just seen you on stuff.
I don't know, but she
maybe can
she's
be
just
known.
A lovely person.
Yeah. No, she's known to be no, quite cold. Not. No, she's lovely, but she's not. That's not the Julia that she has a reputation of being.
Right.
She's not like a girl's girl where she's like Amy Schumer and licking your face while she waits to your interview.
Right.
Like, yeah. She's usually quite reserved. So
oh, really.
Huh. Now do you she feel extra, you. Extra extra special?
Extra special.
Okay, the last thing is we call it a mirror message. So do you have a quote, a mantra, something you write on your mirror that keeps you going, like your inspirational legacy commencement speech?
Yes, you know, I finished my book with a whole page of quotes because I just love them. And I'm not, I don't go
I love
overboard.
You.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you don't like them.
I mean, I don't like them on a mirror. You really...
I like a good inspirational quote.
I do, too. I appreciate it in a book. I appreciate it in a book.
Not too often. I'm with you. Some people that post them nonstop on
like
Instagram.
Like a caption under
on a
an outfit of the day.
Shut up, Becca. Why are you going to be so mean? I stopped doing that. You called me out on it. You said it's super lame to write inspirational message about your outfit. And I was like, you're right. I didn't realize that that's what friends are for. Thanks for roping
you're
me
welcome.
In.
You're welcome.
People are talking about you.
What is your favorite quote on that page, though?
I'm trying to... So when I was 10, my dad actually gave me... a bookmark, because I'm a bookworm, total geek, but I love books. And it said, you can achieve anything for which you have unlimited enthusiasm. So even though it's not a super funny one or a super
that.
Glamorous
I like
one,
that.
I
no,
just
it's very
stuck
practical.
In my head. And I was like, oh, I can. And I was only 10. And I just remember thinking, right, okay, message received. And you can, mm-hmm. if you really just don't give up.
Yeah, see, that one's not overly, like, sappy or lame
cheesy.
Or anything like that. Yeah,
not
it's a very
cheesy.
Practical, inspirational
I would expect nothing less. From this lady right here. When we come back, Louise is going to help answer your Ask Lady Gang questions.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right. So this is our favorite part of our podcast where you're going to help us answer questions from our listeners.
Okay.
And obviously, like, you know your stuff. You
front
have your
row.
Book. You know everything. So we're really excited to have your advice with us.
Oh, pressure.
I know. Before we start, if you guys want to go to jackvanek.com, you can get 20% off your order with code LADYGANG. So first question comes from Elise on email, and she said, I'm in a friend's bridal party, and I don't know any of the other girls. They seem to be taking over, very pushy, and all have conflicting advice on what the bride wants. Should I talk to my friend about her awful crew, suck it up, or just try talking to these girls? Also, I don't have any desire to go to the stupid bachelorette weekend that they are throwing.
Amen, sister.
I have no money to waste on a getaway with miserable people. Is that bad?
No. Speak your mind, Elise.
Elise, come hang out with us.
I know, dude. We hate that.
Are you doing a bachelorette?
I'm doing a really small chill one in
nice.
England. And then
you're not
and then
making.
I have a surprise one here.
You're not making people uh-huh. travel and spend
Do you
a bunch
know
of
what?
Money.
I'm really big on that. I agree with that. It's tough going to a wedding, buying the presents, maybe buying an outfit.
Expensive enough, yeah.
Yeah, and unless it's like a tiny, tight crew of four of you, and this is your dream to go to
yeah.
Vegas or wherever you want to go. I think it's quite a lot to ask, especially I'm not the first friend of mine in my group to get married. They've done this 20 times.
Yeah. They're over it.
They're over it.
I know,
so,
yeah.
And it's funny because my girlfriends were like, come on, we can do something more than that. I was like, no, actually, I travel a lot for work. I am so thrilled to go
yeah.
to the pub, have a few drinks, and you're my besties.
Yeah.
I just want to hang.
Yeah, yeah.
But Elise, I think maybe try and go in with a bit more of a positive attitude and just, you know, give them a chance. I think it's best not to ruffle feathers. Don't go in saying, hey, that bitch said this and she's
Mm-mm.
doing this. Just
yeah.
suck it up and just like sometimes situations that you dread end up turning out a lot better than you think. And if there's one or two cool girls, like, just stick with them. Get a wing girl who's mm-hmm. on your level. Yeah. And the money, well, I think you're either all in or you're all out. Either make an excuse to not go or go for it and have fun.
And not be, like, resenting yeah. her or anything when they're there.
I recently read something on, like, Glamour or one of those magazines about, like, what you're obligated to do as a bridesmaid and what you're not, like the etiquette. And as a bridesmaid, they say you're not obligated to go on the bachelorette weekend, but your excuse has to be like work related or like something that the bride won't get her feelings hurt, that you're just not, like, I just don't want to go.
That's interesting. I think, I don't know, I feel like if you're a bridesmaid, you
yeah,
kind
but that's
of have
like a
go.
Prison sentence.
I know, but what if the bridesmaid, like, is broke and doesn't have any money?
Yeah,
that
I think
the trip
it's so unfair, and you don't want the bride to feel guilty for planning it, or for her to feel like, you know, it's all her fault that you're having to shell out hundreds of dollars. I think, wouldn't everybody just be happier if you came up with a classy reason why you couldn't be there? And just
a classy lie.
Well, usually for anything,
I'm
you want
a great
good
classy
liar.
I had a situation exactly like this. My best friend got married. I was the maid of honor, and her bridesmaids were challenging. They were all like sorority girls from Alabama.
Were they all like trying to be the bridesmaid?
They were just tricky, like very high maintenance and very kind of like ungrateful for everything that I had put together.
Shame.
Yeah, but. In hindsight, like, I wish that I had said to my friend, let's do something special with us. Like, I'm so down. But go have fun with your sorority sisters. Like, go have a great time. And actually, it would have relieved a lot of pressure from her because she knew that there was tension. Like, the bride's not blind or deaf.
There's nothing worse than mixing friend groups.
It's really tricky. Yeah.
100%.
It's too hard. Yeah. It's too hard.
Yeah. I think that's a good piece of advice is to just be straight up. And polite, though.
Polite.
Delicate. But maybe you take her out for a really fun day out locally and, you know, do your favorite things that you've done since you were kids or something like that. Yeah. Favorite ice cream parlor, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's the effort and the gesture. And then I agree, you don't always have to mix friendship groups.
No. It's too hard.
Yeah.
We don't invite our other lady gangs into the lady gang, you know what I'm saying?
Never.
All right, our next question comes from Taz on email. And she says, for the past 2 to 3 weeks, there has been this really cute guy who seems to have the same schedule as me because I see him on the bus every morning and evening. How do I start a conversation with him? I feel like the fact that I see him every single day has to be a sign or something. He has a Kindle. Should I ask him about that? I have no game. Help me.
Do you know what? A friend of mine, Matt Hussey, is actually he worked with us on Plain Jane, and he's a dating expert, and you should have him on this for sure.
Oh, yes.
He's hilarious. And his website and his books is gettheguy.com. And so... he's got the best advice, like, genuinely, because we work with a lot of different relationship experts on this show, and boy, it's not great. It's like, run the other way, don't take his advice. But this guy really works. But I think often, yes, talking about something not serious or literally picking up on something that's around you, whether it's the weather or the bus late again,
or Kindle,
you know, just something kind of cute and simple rather than trying to dive into like a sexy romantic conversation or, you know.
I think we're meant to be
a pickup line.
I think lots of times men are this boy could be noticing you too, but kind of afraid because he doesn't know your story and guys are so scared of rejection. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you just open up yourself to it and be like, P.S. I've seen you on this bus for a week. Like, where are you going? Why are we on the same schedule? Yeah. Do you work in my office and I don't know you? Like, what's going on? And just be funny about it.
Yeah, and like keeping it kind of, not trying to like hit on him or anything, but keep opening a conversation to where then he could kind of ask you about your situation or whatever and not diving into it where you could get rejected.
You could just start and be like, would you like to steam my vagina on the way home?
Gwyneth. That'll do it.
Or just turn your taxi light on. You know how like you go out some days and you're like, this light is off, like don't look at me? Girls know how to turn our lights on, like to show that we're available. Like you
such
smile a little
it.
Bit. Like as long as you're putting it out there and you make eye contact or whatever,
eye contact.
Like he would have to notice and, you know, go from there because it's subtle, but they notice.
Keep us posted.
Well, the way that you would strike up a conversation with someone you don't fancy, just sometimes, literally, I had this amazing chat in CVS in the line with this 85-year-old woman last week just because, and it's sort of if you approach it in that way, it's less scary. Don't you think of him as like
baby
really
daddy
Mr. Taxi night. I love that.
Keep us posted about this situation.
Yeah, keep us posted, bus married. Romance.
Ooh. All also, right. Taz has a very cool name.
I know. Taz. I was like, was Taz a guy or a girl? Obviously, I think a girl. All right, so our last question comes from Sarah through email as well. And she says, last year I fell for a great guy who also happened to be quite a bit older than me and legally married. We were in love, but after 8 months, we broke it off because it became clear he wasn't going to leave her. Now he's officially getting divorced. I can't tell if he even wants to get back together with me. If he really wanted to reunite, wouldn't he be crystal clear about it? Or is he just overwhelmed by starting the process of a divorce?
Oh, God. I think she knows the answer. I know. She's written it in the question. Mm-hmm. And I really think that sometimes when your emotions are involved, it's really hard to treat yourself with the respect and dignity that you would tell your best mate to if you could see it clearly. So, no. He's not good enough.
I also think that sometimes when, and I can be wrong a little bit of percentage, but I would say the most percentage, when something starts like an affair,
yeah,
it's very difficult for that relationship to be the one that stands the test of time, just because there's so much baggage involved in it. And listen, you're going to be with this guy. What if you end up marrying him? Aren't you always going to wonder if he's having an affair?
Because he's going to do the same thing that he did to you. Yeah.
I mean, not saying he always would, but I just feel like this is kind of a mud pile that you've started in. And so, you know, you deserve something. Life is hard enough. You deserve something that is, you know, just easier.
Start fresh.
And also just men, again, are so simple. Like, if he wanted to be with her, that he probably would have tried to make it happen already. So I would just kind of take those signs.
His wife probably kicked him out. Like, that's always the situation, too. She's probably, like, over his shit. He probably cheated on her with someone else since this girl. Mm-hmm. And his wife was probably like, get out. And now he's, like, that little puppy dog. Because men never leave unless they have somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. So it's like, listen to me. I'm, like, bashing men.
No, for the first time ever.
I know. I'm usually bashing women. But, no, I think that I rarely see men who A, cheated and then just decided one day to leave without having somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little worried for you, Sarah. I think what you need to do is go out and start dating. And the minute you find an amazing, amazing guy, this dirtbag's going to come to your doorstep and try to marry you. Just say no.
Done.
There's an Adele song right there. Literally, right there. You just did the lyrics.
You're welcome,
just say
Adele.
No. No.
Just give
that was beautiful. Give Becca some royalties.
Brits. All the Brits.
Those Brits singing Brits.
You could talk and sing. I told my sister you were coming, and I was like, oh, I was like, you know who she is? She's like, I follow her Instagram. Aww. And I was like, yeah, she's cute and British. And my sister goes, shut up. She's British. And I was like, yeah, she's British. She's like, I like her even more.
Well, it's funny. Lots of people don't know. And when you, I'm on Instagram, I always assume it's kind of because they've seen Plain Jane or TV. And when I do the odd video, because I don't do many, a lot of people are like, oh, your accent. I'm It's always been this way.
Yeah.
It's always been this way. Wow. You're incredible. You're so fun. And P.S., you guys can't see it, but you'll see it in the picture. You have the cutest. Where are these overalls from?
Because
we're going to
so
buy
cute.
Them. Like,
I... Awesome. Liquor poker.
So cute.
That's a Friday night idea.
Hello.
Thanks. I know. Sorry. I'm a bit dressed down, but I knew.
We usually wear sweatpants.
Got
here.
Faces for radio. So you guys, make sure to go pick up Front Row. And I saw you were having some sort of giveaway sale or something. So check out Louise's Instagram, which is at Louise Rowe.
Yes.
Is there anywhere else we should go visit the blog?
Yeah, louiserowe.com. Yeah, I update that every day with lots of new stories. And I answer people's questions. So if you've got any style questions, send them through.
Amazing. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you. You're slaying the game. Ditto, guys.
And
back
thank you
at
for
you.
Coming.
Thank you.
So amazing. You guys, make sure that if you loved this episode, which duh, you did because it was pretty darn awesome, that you share it and send it to your friends. Send it to 5 friends and be like, oh my God, did you hear this? And then we'll grow. The Lady Gang will get bigger and bigger and bigger. Follow us on Instagram. It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, also at The Lady Gang, because P.S., we got some major followers. Also, if you guys haven't already, this is your another reminder that we are having our Lady Gang flash sale for our tanks.
Go to represent.com/Lady Gang
and show that you are an original member of the Lady Gang. And hurry up because they're going very, very fast. And subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and bye.
See you next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.